Alright everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Dirty Sanchez, and here is what he very briefly has to say. Hello Sandman, hope you're doing well. Do what you will with this donation. Please keep up the awesome videos, and keep up the good fight. Well Dirty, thanks for the donation. I found this topic on goingyourownway.com's forum in a thread called Denise Richards reportedly blindsided by court ruling that Charlie Sheen no longer has to pay child support. That someone named CPRA posted there and said this, and I quote, Denise Richards did not expect a judge's ruling Monday that ex-husband Charlie Sheen, the father of her 17-year-old daughter Sammy and Lola, 16, adjusts his child support payments to $0 per month. Charlie filed to stop paying child support 2 years ago and kept pushing the court date. So Denise was very surprised that it happened yesterday while she was out of town filming, the source said. She was blindsided. An insider countered to the Meg that Richards had known about the court date for 6 months. Richards and Sheen, who were married from 2002 to 2006, have at times had an ugly split. The girls both live with their mom for years. But last month, Sammy celebrated in a video that she moved out of her mom's hell house in a TikTok video that was ultimately made private. Unquote. While looking for pictures for this video, I found a bunch of them with Denise Richards and her daughters while they were younger. The pictures show Denise smiling from ear to ear while her daughters look absolutely miserable. I can't imagine the pain that Charlie Sheen felt looking at those pictures over and over again while he was paying her money to supposedly take care of those daughters. It says a lot about Denise Richards' character that she didn't even show up for her own court date so that she could collect the child support money that she was owed. Sammy, the eldest daughter, said on TikTok that she was in an abusive household with her mother and went days without eating or sleeping and was depressed and hated school. Now she's out of the so-called hell house and had a spiritual awakening. Owns 2 cats, is happily single, full of self-esteem, and dropped out of high school. She's also pretty hot, so she can easily get modeling and acting work because of her name. As they say, a gorgeous woman can be less intelligent than a chimpanzee and still come out great in life. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Okay to Be Cliché. This website has Flintstone-inspired mugs as well as Manosphere merch like Alphas Lay and Beta Pays, or I Get Around, where we see a Stone Age baby daddy going his own way. There are over a dozen designs to choose from, like this one with the female incel, with a forced chastity belt. If you're thinking of getting married, yabba dabba don't. But if you're thinking of getting one of these for your office desk to piss off Betty the office thought, then yabba dabba do. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Charlie Sheen cocaine, hookers, and abusive ex-wives clown world show. I'm kind of surprised that Sheen let his daughter drop out of high school. She should have at least got a high school diploma, but I guess when you have parents that are that famous, you don't need a diploma to get a job. All you need is daddy. If you don't believe me, then look at how Justin Skippy Trudeau, our part-time drama teacher and ski instructor in Canada, turned into the Prime Minister, because his father was once Prime Minister of Canada. Or was his father the president of Cuba? I always get confused about that. As for Denise Richards, whose claim to fame are movies from 20 years ago like Starship Poopers, Wild Things, and James Bond Christmas Comes Twice, she's been in the Hollywood B and C-list films for about 10 years now. I say C-list films because most of the movies she's been in over the last 10 years have had budgets under $1 million or $500,000. And if I had to guess, I'd say that she was making somewhere between $20,000 and $50,000 a picture. So she's probably really counting on that child support money and wasn't expecting her 17-year-old daughter to leave home so soon. She's 50 now, and if I had to guess, she's probably going to run out of money at some point, and we'll hear about her overdosing as all the attention from fame and family starts to fizzle out. If she was smart, she would have cleaned up her mothering act and helped manage Sammy's career. According to online sources, she's still well off financially and has a net worth of $15 million as of October of 2021. But with the waning career and now no child support money, she's probably going to have to cut her spending. She has some nerve not showing up to court to contest the reduction in child support payments from Charlie Sheen. Women are so confident that divorce courts are on their side these days that they just mail things in, it seems. I guess the judge saw that both of his daughters are now living with them since April. Imagine if he still had to make child support payments to Denise Richards, even though she doesn't actually have custody of him anymore. No wonder Denise didn't show up. She probably knew that it was a lost cause. Her plausible deniability is that she was working out of state. People online were pissed off, and one source said, "What, no child support at all? He owes her," referring to the idea that apparently Charlie hadn't paid her in 4 years. If that's the case, then he would probably end up going to jail. Also, mothers are really good at turning their sons and daughters against their fathers. It's a tradition of sorts. So if she couldn't turn her own daughters to the dark side, then that speaks volumes about her character. But like a typical woman, when her daughter called her abusive, she had the excuse that it's just teenage angst and nothing more. She said she had rules in her house, like finishing high school, I guess, while Charlie doesn't seem to care if she finishes high school or not. She says she loves her daughters, but from the pictures of them in this video, and from others where I've seen them all grown up, they don't look all that happy with her. She was paying Richards $1.1 million a year for roughly 12 to 13 years. So now we know where that $15 million came from. She was probably spending what she made from her career on herself, while basically banking what he was paying her for a rainy day. It looks like that rainy day has finally come. Charlie's net worth is only around $10 million, and he was ordered to pay his two ex-wives $3 million a year in child support. So no wonder he was fighting in court to no longer have to pay. Looks to me like Denise Richards didn't care if he Robin Williams himself or not. Doesn't anyone else think it's crazy that a man like him, that's made so much money in the film industry, is forced to give away most of his money to women like Denise, a woman he was only married to for 3 years? She basically earned $1 million a month just for being married to him and having kids. That's quite a divorce annuity that she earned for herself. That's $33,000 a day or $1,100 an hour during their marriage, regardless of if she was sleeping or awake. I guess it pays really well to marry into Hollywood royalty if you're a woman that stars in a few decent films and is good looking. Then you can leverage your looks, marry up, poop out a couple of kids out after Starship Poopers, and you're all set for life. On top of that, society takes your side because you're the victim. Wah! Just talking about this is making me ill. It's either that or my reflux seems to be acting up again. But I don't really know what else I can say about this. I'm just glad that Sheen is done with her, and I hope he doesn't run off and get married and get someone named Jenny pregnant and has to pay what little money has left for an AIDS baby. Run, Charlie, run. As for the rest of this video, I want to discuss what happened a while back with Playboy magazine putting a gay man on the cover. It appears that straight men can't have images of naked women on magazine covers targeting them. But let's get real. Playboy magazine hasn't been a thing since the internet took off, and no one really cares anymore. No one except perhaps angry feminists sticking it to the male patriarchy. But even gay men won't buy it because they all buy Playgirl instead. That's where the man on the cover belongs, on the cover of Playgirl. But I guess he's not masculine enough for women and gay men to find attractive. This is another case of the destruction of the four olds in Western society out of the playbook of the Chinese Communist Party. Those include old ideas, culture, customs, and habits of mind. Perhaps it's all about destroying the old culture of the Playboy bunny and trying to get us to stop fapping off, because looking at a magazine like that one as a kid, there was one habit of mind that comes to mind. Social justice warriors don't realize that they're trying to destroy an old cultural artifact that hasn't been relevant in 20 years. I guess they think that it's going to piss men off enough to create rage bait so that men will buy the magazine to see what's being said and depicted in it. But that's a marketing strategy aimed towards women and not men. Men tend to be a lot less nostalgic about fapping material. We're more pissed off when our Star Wars and Star Trek culture is under attack. Now I'd also like to share a few lines from that Yahoo article that shares posts under a Twitter post for this magazine, and I quote, "Playboy has been dead for a while now, folks. Case in point as to why," one person wrote. Another replied, "There are appropriate magazines for this homie to be featured in. You guys have gone left. I'm out, Playboy. I've been a fan since the early 90s. I'm not anti-gay or trans or anything. This is just nonsense." Others commented on the nature of the magazine, sharing thoughts about how the latest digital cover choice seemingly veers from the publication's intended purpose. Now Playboy is Playgirl. They will destroy each and every haven of masculinity, someone said. Another wrote, couldn't they just revive Playgirl and had him debut on the cover for that, since the target audience for Playboy is straight dudes who probably won't take too kindly to seeing a man on the cover of Playboy, unquote. So it's not even in print anymore. It's just a digital cover. Maybe they should turn that cover into an NFT and watch the value go negative. Maybe Playboy can redeem itself when Charlie Sheen's daughter is of age and poses for the cover instead. Better yet, someone should start a magazine called Playgranny and have only famous women over the age of 50 in it. Since Denise Richards just turned 50 and she's on the C-list in Hollywood, maybe she can come out and pose for it. If they give her $100,000, that's probably double what her normal salary is. Maybe get her out with Neve Campbell to recreate their iconic scene from the film Wild Things, except this time call it Old Things. maybe they can sell a complimentary container full of bleach with each and every single magazine. The Clorox Corporation needs a new market now that COVID seems to be throttling down. This could be their new granny cash cow that they've been looking for. As for Charlie Sheen, I think that getting AIDS might have ended up saving his life. Because I suspect that if he didn't, he would have gotten married a fourth time after his marriage to Brooke Mueller ended in 2011. If he got married a fourth and fifth time and had to pay more child support or alimony, he'd have to start living under Emilio Estevez's porch. I hope the irony of an AIDS diagnosis potentially saving his life isn't lost on you. If I ever get an opportunity to meet and interview him during a film festival, then I'll be tempted to ask him that particular question. Do you think that AIDS saved your financial life by preventing you from finding another wife and going broke? He might either find it hilarious or might get really pissed off. I guess it depends on how high he is that day. It's important to laugh at ourselves in life or we'll end up going crazy. I had a friend that told me that if my health was better and if I had a travel channel as a business, I'd probably get the job now, so I could travel and keep making those videos. I can't even eat at restaurants or travel, and it's not even my choice, making vaccine passports useless to me. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Dirty Sanchez for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Charlie Sheen wants to smash escorts and pay them to leave, but he can't because they all know he has AIDS now. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the C-list actresses the merry A-list actors so they can squeeze one out and collect child support money away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.